Brother Tillman has been in the ministry for 49 years. 39 of those years in Thailand or as a missionary? As a missionary for 39 years. Now, in various places, but for the bulk of that time, he's been in Thailand. He's worked with all kinds of folks, but specifically the lepers. He goes to leper colonies and starts churches. I'm going to let him tell you all about it, but when I was a young man, and I think we were in the house, Jacob Gardenhouse came and spoke. And I was a young person, and I probably sat there and about half paid attention and didn't realize until older, and I read about this man and understood who he was and what he accomplished with his life, that I was in the presence of greatness. And young people, I know he doesn't want me to say this, but it is true. There is a missionary that's coming to the podium right now that's legendary. I mean that. He has done things that people said couldn't be done, can't be done, and he continues to do them with 14 stents in his heart. And against his doctor's orders, he cannot stay out of Thailand, Mongolia. I want him to tell you about all these things. But I brought you up here because I mean this. If the Lord tarries and you're my age one of these days, you're going to be able to say, I heard Brother Tillman. I heard Tommy Tillman. He came to our church. I listened to him. I heard him. Please open your heart and just let God do something sweet in your heart. Brother, we've got till 25 after, okay? Amen. So, amen. Thank you for coming, brother. Thank you for coming.
Well, God bless you, Pastor. I've been looking forward to this. It's been a long time since I was here. Before, when I was here, I had hair and it was black. So, it's been a long time. So, I've been in Thailand 29 years, and 11 years ago we expanded in Mongolia. And I'll say this to start with, God has no closed doors. A lot of people have closed minds. Mongolia is still a communist country, but God has let us build two hospitals there, 17 churches, two orphanages. We're adopting out children, and we're the only ones in Mongolia that has permission from the government to build churches. Now, only God can do something like that. So we'll talk about Mongolia later, but I'll just think about Thailand and the morning service. 29 years I've been there. Now, Thailand is 98% Buddhist. The other 2% are not Christians, but that includes Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, and false cults. And some people say, wonder why God is blessing so much in Thailand that you have a leper colony. Now, all this, we pioneered it. We didn't join in with anybody or take over anybody's work. We have a leper colony with 40 lepers. We have an invalid home with 15 invalid people. And then we have a children's home with 81 children, 5 churches still in Thailand, and still a Buddhist country, 98% Buddhist. Some people say, now, how in the world do you do this in a Buddhist country like this? It might be because of this. Now, this is true, but it's humor. It's real humorous. I was walking down the street of Bangkok 15 years ago. This old lady come up walking beside me. And she's rubbing arms with me, and I'd get away, and she'd rub. And I got fast, and she got fast. I slowed up, and she slowed up. I said, I think this woman's following me. And I stopped, looked in the store window, and she'd come up beside me, looking in the window. I said, well, I'm going to give it a final test, so I'll go into a restaurant and sit down. And lo and behold, here she comes in the restaurant looking at me. I said, ma'am, are you following me? She said, I sure am. I said, well, listen, I'm a married man. She said, I'm married too. That's all right. I said, oh, what I see now. And I said, I'm a Christian. She said, well, I'm a Buddhist. We both got religion. That doesn't matter. And I said, why are you following me? She said, I like you. I said, you like me? Don't even know me. How come you like me? She said, you look just like Buddha. I know we must become all things to all men to win some to Christ, but this is ridiculous. I tell you so. I think the rapture will mean more to me than it does other people, because I'll get my glorified new body and I won't look like Buddha no more. So I'm going to get right on into the slides, and maybe if we get through at the slides fast enough, we will have some questions or something that you might ask. And so it's 10:30, it'd be over. Okay. So let me get over here out of the way so we can see. But this is the country of Thailand here, 66 million people, and Burma at the top left, Laos at the top right, Cambodia at the bottom, Vietnam at the other side. Now, these are all communist countries, except Thai land. Now, Thai in the Thai language means free, so it's free land. 66 million people spread all over it. At one time, we had 22 churches. By Chiang Mai at the top, we've got the leper colony and the children's home and invalid home up there. Now, I was going to preach one Sunday morning and stopped to invite these five Buddhists to the meeting with us, and they were very angry. They said, no, we can't go to church. We've got 5 acres of rice to harvest, and only 5 people showed up today. We've got too much work for just 5 people to do. And when they said that, I thought about when Jesus said, the fields are white in the harvest, but the laborers are few. Now, Isaiah chapter 2 speaks about worshiping bats. You can read it later today, but now there's a Buddhist temple in Thailand where they actually do. Bats are their god. They worship the bats here. And so the strange thing about it, all these, we call them chicken bats. They weigh from 2 to 5 pounds each. They will come to this temple, this yard at the Buddhist temple in the mornings after they've been out eating insects and so forth. And they will roost in these trees. They will never cross the road to get the same type of trees, because I believe that like draws to like. They roost in these trees. If you hurt or kill one of these bats, they'd put you in jail because they worship bats here. This is when God spoke to my heart years ago. If we're concerned about the heathen, physical needs, and love them, you can win them to Christ. Here's a little girl that's hair, lip, and cleft palate, doesn't have a roof in her mouth, and she's crying because other boys and girls have laughed at her, and I got to crying with her. And I prayed and asked God to let us do something for her, and God did. Now, you see how bad she looks right here. Now, here she is 6 months later. We've got 2 medical doctors in Thailand that come when we need them. And we did plastic surgery for this little girl, and she looks like the other boys and girls now. And because we had concern for this little girl, her mother and daddy were saved and baptized. Now, I heard somebody screaming outside one day, and I thought somebody was beating up a lady, and I went outside to see what was happening. They was tying this big old hog on a motorcycle to take him off to market. That's one difference in our culture. In America, we haul hogs and pigs and trucks, but over there, they'll put them on a motorcycle, and down the road they'll go with them. And I guarantee you that pig never forgot that ride. You could hear them a mile down the road squealing when they left with him. Now, some people say I'm an imposter with these slides. No, that's me at the left, because I had a new slide presentation, but we were victims of Katrina, the hurricane. We lost everything, but some reason I happen to have these slides in the car. But now, the man in the middle, we won him to Christ years ago, the man wearing glasses. Tied behind us are 2 great big old dogs. And they raise dogs over there like we raise beef and pork in America. They raise dogs to eat over there. Now, I hope you've had breakfast already this morning. This next slide's a humdinger. Old Rover back there, healthy, wealthy, and well. And here's where we're going to eat him this day. Some people say, do you eat dog meat? I've eaten so much dog meat, my wife made me stop chasing car down the highway the other day. I walked out of the house next door to come over to church and sneezed, went whoop, 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 whoop. If you want to lose weight, you go, I'm going week after next. You can get down to 10 pounds over there. There's old Rover cooked up in the black skittle, had vegetables mixed in with him, made him easier to eat that way. And then, now, I'll tell you, this is a delicious meal here. You have good old Rover meat and an octopus like this. Put that thing in your mouth and those legs bounce on your chin. When I get to preaching sometimes, jumping around on the platform, I've got these deep-fried grasshoppers in my system. So we built a church way up in northwest Thailand for the lepers, got a pastor there, and they were so happy that we brought the gospel to them. They went out in the forest, gathered up a basket of lizards, and this day we had fried lizards and rice. Looking forward to just a few days now, get me another good mess of lizards. Then here's their god in Thailand, a man-made image of Buddha. Some people say, I thought Buddha was a big fat-bellied guy. Well, the Chinese Buddha is, but every Buddhist country has their own image of Buddha, and this is a Thai Buddha. Now, over there, the culture is you take your shoes off if you go in temples, houses, or churches, etc., and so forth. These are where Buddhists have taken their shoes off to go in and worship the dead god on top of the slide. These are Buddhist nuns that shave their heads. Now, Buddhism is very similar to Catholicism. They have holy water they sprinkle in their services, and they have prayer beads, sort of like the rosary. The only difference I can tell in Catholics and Buddhists really is the worship of different God, and the Buddhists believe in reincarnation. But now these are Buddhists. They heard me speaking Thai at the Chiang Mai airport, and it's very strange to hear an American speaking Thai there, so they come up to me. And I said, "What are you doing?" They said, "We're worshiping Buddha at a new temple we built here." Now, there's a schedule of service at the bottom, holy water they sprinkle in their services. Now, this is Dr. Kanchan, a lady doctor. She and her husband and two children work with us. Now, I've studied Buddhism quite a few years. The Buddhists believe if you do a lot of good merits and a lot of good works, you'll be reincarnated into a better life. And after a few hundred reincarnations, you might be good enough to go to heaven. I'm going to show you one of the good merits they do to try to eventually one day get to heaven. In the middle of the slides on a table are cages with live birds in the cage hanging up in bags, plastic bags. In the water are turtles and eels. I got the young girl to stand up so we can see the live bird in the cage. Then the money exchanging hands at the right. This lady come up purchasing the bird in the cage. She's going to buy some turtles and eels and plastic bags and water. There's a big image of Buddha at the left. They're dedicating the birds and turtles and eels to Buddha. Then they set them free. If you set something that is captive free in a Buddhist temple yard, that's a very good merit. It's supposed to help you get to heaven, but Jesus says you must be born again. Go across the road to the river. They're turning turtles and eels loose here, doing all of this trying to obtain salvation. But we know that salvation is in Jesus Christ, minus nothing and plus nothing. Another good merit, they have pitch. Every Buddhist house has a pitcher of water in their front yard. If you're walking down the road, you're thirsty, you can get you a cool drink of water. Now, in Buddhism, evil spirit worship and devil worship is included. Every Buddhist house has a spirit house in front of it. They take out fresh water, fruits, and food every day for the evil spirits, trying to appease them and make them happy so they won't bother them. Now, I've got to be honest, these false religions, many of them, put us Bible-believing Christians to shame with their dedication. These are Buddha dancers that never stop praising the dead god Buddha. These women here will dance for 8 hours. After their 8 hours, these will come for 8 hours. After their 8 hours, these at the right will come for 8 hours. 3 8-hour shifts a day, 24 hours a day. They're praising Buddha, but, well, we Baptists, we've got to get out at 12 o'clock, get the roll so it won't burn. And then there's all the flower necklaces, all the incense, all the flowers and everything going up to the dead god on top of the slide that cannot see them nor hear them. Now, this is Propadang leper colony. 3,000 lepers in this colony. It's a government leper colony. But Dr. Kanchan's husband is the only Christian that we know in the Thai government. And he got me in here to preach. And look what the power of the Word of God did. Lepers were saved. They built their own church. And what a testimony for Christ to have the cross sticking up in a Buddhist government leper colony. Now, they do not control what we preach, but they do control how big we can make the buildings if it's on their property. So, of course, we've outgrown this church. We're taking the overflow into a house, and we'll see the pastor now in just a moment. This lady wanted to come to church one Sunday morning, not just to hear me preach, but to hear the Word of God. She was physically unable to come, had to get a neighbor man to bring her. And after the service, they carried her home, and I thought, I'd sure love to see Americans want to go to church that bad. And now this is the outside. The children are playing in the raw sewage in the water at Propadang. No wonder there's so much sickness there because of the lack of hygiene and cleanliness. 3,000 lepers living like this in a leper colony, a government. Now, I'm outside the pastor's house, and I'm saying, "Kun sawat kun toiti ban, are you home, pastor?" He says, "My leo, come in." So I go in. I said, "Pomtongan Pukka Tom Boat, I want to talk with you about the new boat, her church we're going to build." Then there's the pastor at the right, loves the Lord Jesus, his wife at the left. And I thank God for this brother. He knows how to win the Buddhist because he was a Buddhist himself. But he's going to heaven to get his new body one day. And he works with us at Propadang Leper Colony. Here's a member of her church. He used to be a Buddhist leper. He's a Christian leper now. He'll go to heaven to get his glorified new body. Now, this lady for him has said into her arms and hands and so forth, And this is still in the government leper colony. They have 12 people living in one room like this with a tin roof, no air conditioning. This lady has a big goiter on her throat. I don't know why that a lot of women lepers have goiters, but they do. Now, this man, all the worldly possessions he has, we can see it in this slide. He's a member of her church at Propadang. Look how bad his hands are, his feet and legs. We bought a watch for him. We bought the glasses for him. We bought the teapot and teacups on the floor beside him. We bought the fan in the top left and the bed in the background. And he says, "Brother Tommy, I don't need anything else in this world. I've got it waiting for him in heaven." And these lepers put me to shame how they sacrifice to serve the Lord like they do. Now, we do not win all of them to Christ. This man, we've not won him, because when they are so steeped in this deep religion of Buddhism, it takes the Holy Spirit of God to really convict them and the Word of God that they're lost and they need a Savior. Now, I'm going back to witness this man in 2 weeks and pray for me as I go back, because I'm going to keep witnessing to him until he's dead or I'm dead or the Lord comes one, because what a horrible body this would be to go into a lake of fire for all eternity without the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this beautiful little girl in her mother's arms. Now, if a child has leprosy, we cannot take them to the children's home. They have to stay in the leper colony with their mother and daddy. And look how black her nose is as she walks home with her father here. And when I see people like this, if we don't take the gospel to them, who's going to do it? The wino, the bartender, the harlot's not going to do it. The Great Commission to the New Testament church is going to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, these are the lepers that we work with in Thailand, outcast from society. Even the so-called Christian churches in Thailand will not work with their own people. These are lepers that I slept on riverbanks with at night under bridges. I slept in alleys behind store buildings with them. And they said, "If somebody will do this, we want to teach our language so we can really communicate." So I speak Thai, preach in Thai, didn't go to school. A man does what he wants to do with God's help. And so I thank God for giving me this gift to learn this language anyway, because I praise God that many of them are being saved and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. All these slides we see today, they're not borrowed, they're not bought. I made the pictures myself. I know the people, I know their culture. Now I'm going to move around this leper and show you men that absolutely rotted to death with this horrible disease. As I begin to move around him, his feet's falling off, whole body scabbing over, left arm falling off, fingers on the right hand gone, big old scabs on his leg below the pajamas there. And church, this is what it's all about. We do not try to change their culture. We do not try to make Americans out of them, but we do try to win them to the Lord Jesus Christ. This man would have never gotten the Bible, would have never heard the gospel, and churches have not sent a missionary over there. Plus, this is still inside the Thai government, Buddhist government, leper colony, in the hospital. I was the first Christian permitted to go there and preach, and then giving God all the glory. But if you don't touch them, you cannot hardly win them to Christ. I don't know how many lepers we've won by hugging them and saying, "God loves you and we love you." If you touch a leper, they'll let you witness to them about Jesus. Went back to see my friend at the left a few years ago. The brother at the right, looking at the camera, said he's not with us anymore. God took him to heaven, but before he died, he told me about Jesus, and I was saved. This brother at the left won 2 people to Christ while he was rotting to death. Thank God for that. Let me back up. Now, this brother at the right, looking at the camera, is the same one that I'm baptizing here this day. God let me baptize 20 lepers that day that left Buddha to come to Christ. And you talk about making a hard-hearted Baptist shout when you're with 20 lepers and they're singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. This man is blind, no fingers, left Buddha to come to Christ. Now this little lady has no feet, standing on nubs, fingers tied on and blind. And she says, "Brother Tommy, I'm trying to be an obedient Christian. I'm being baptized. And I can't read a Bible, but if you'll read somewhere else in the Bible, Jesus would have me to do something, read it to me. Anywhere you read me in the Bible that he wants me to do something, I'll do it." And I thought, my, I'd sure love to hear American Christians saying that today. Anything God would want us to do, we'll do it. And of course, we do what the Bible teaches, complete immersion in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I did not know that long-necked tribes were in Thailand until a few years ago, about 4 years ago. We were in a boat going between Burma and Thailand in a village of lepers we heard about. I saw these young girls sitting on the riverbanks. We got out of the boat, went into their village, and they're the long-necked tribes. Now, they never come out to civilization. They've got silkworms. They pull the silk out of the worms, make their own material to make their clothes with. But they know nothing about the gospel of Christ. I'm praying that God will call somebody to work with the long-necked tribes of Thailand. They're beautiful people, but they know nothing about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they must be born again before they can go to heaven. Two of the sisters in the village would be wonderful if God calls somebody out of this church to come and work with the long-necked tribes way up in the mountains of Thailand. Now, we're going to see some graphic pictures here, but you're going to really see what leprosy is today. We've got a leper colony. I was in a government hospital one time, and I saw a leper come in wanting to help, and they would not treat him or do anything for him because he didn't have any money. But we work with those that absolutely have nothing whatsoever. That's who Jesus loved and died for. Without a sedative nor a pain-killing shot, they're taking the ulcer out of this man's foot. Fingers are eaten off, big old knots on his legs and arms. Now, these are the ulcers that eat into the feet and all over the body eventually, and eventually they will rot to death like this. Now, this, some people say, is that painful? Not really. They can actually walk on this, but eventually they have to get something done about it. The strange thing about leprosy, there's no pain to it. There's no feelings. It doesn't hurt. You just begin to rot and decay all over with no feelings. And like sin, you cannot wash it away with soap and water. This foot will have to be amputated, have to come off. You'll never see leprosy any worse than this. The toes have come off, meat and flesh coming off the bones and so forth. Leprosy is a type and picture of sin. And I believe that when God sees a person that's never been saved, this might be what sin looks like to God. Back in the government leper colony, they're feeding them seaweed and rice this day. We feed them better than that at the Christian leper colony. He's blind, big knots on his fingers, so forth. This lady's hands will keep swelling up until they burst open and come off. Now, the government does not care about their personal hygiene and cleanliness. They'll let them wear filthy clothes like this for 8 and 10 days at a time. But the Christian leper colony, we wash their clothes every day, 7 days a week. This lady's gone to heaven to be at the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we won her to the Lord. And that old mattress she slept on was liquid fluid from her own body, one leg under that gown. But we thank God she's with the Lord Jesus Christ now, living in a clean atmosphere in a glorified new body. We visited this lady one time. She says, I'm sick, come back later. So 3 days later, we go back and she's lying on the floor sleeping. And she gets up. She says, who's in my room? I'm blind. I can't see you. I said, you told us to come back. We want to tell you about somebody that loved you. And we praise the Lord. She was saved this day. She says, please keep coming back. Nobody has ever told me that anybody loved me before. And church, even though we expanded 11 years ago into Mongolia, I can never leave Thailand because I know the language, I know the culture, I know the country, I know the people. I know just about everything there is to know about Thailand. And so this is my mission field till God takes me home. But now we'll keep going back and forth and to Mongolia because we're reaching the people there that has never heard the name of Jesus Christ. Now, they don't get much worse than this without dying. The foot is gone, the nub behind the black shoe. Fingers tied on the right hand, scabs eating through the left wrist, hair coming out, teeth falling out, and red eye sockets where she used to have eyes. But having leprosy is no ticket to heaven. Jesus says you must be born again. This lady lying on the floor, going out, fixing to go out into eternity. No relatives there with her in this hour before she goes out. Flies up on her forehead, cheek, arms, and legs. We've got screens on the windows of our leper colony, and we've got beds for them to lie on. They don't have to live like this. Every community, every village, every town, every city, the Buddhist religion is to cremate whenever somebody dies, not just the lepers, but they will bring the body to these temples, and they will carry them up the steps. This is where they took one body up the steps. They opened the door, sliding the body in, and you can see between the two men's head the sheet that pulled off this leper's face as they put him into the oven. And this is where they shut the door and turned the gas on. If they did not know Jesus as Savior, this is their first day to begin to burn for all eternity. Further out in the jungle, this is where they cremate bodies. They got buckets of water here. Sometimes all the flesh and bone don't burn up, so they wash them off with the buckets of water. And then I was here one time when they cremated the body and the skulls didn't burn up, so they pick the skulls up and grind them into powder and throw them into the Mekong River. This is where the Buddhist monk tries to get the family together to comfort them after cremation, but there is no comfort outside the Lord Jesus Christ. Tillmanville Christian Center. Now, I show this because I did not name this. Don't think I've got some kind of ego problem, but the lepers named this, and I said, I don't want my name on this works. We want Jesus Christ glorified and honored. They said, yes, but says, you brought the gospel to us, and you built a place for us to live. And I said, well, God did it. I didn't. They said, yes, but we want to remember you. So if you ever visit and see the work, don't think I did this. I did not. Now, their main food is fish and rice. This leper's lady job is to feed their fish every day. Then we've got grow rice over to the right. The ladies' dormitory on that side. We've added rooms since this slide has been made. We've got a church building there also to worship in. The men's dormitory on this side. These are lepers that are physically unable to work. If they're blind, have no hands, have no feet, they can live there without doing anything. But now, if they are able to work, these are lepers that throw the rice into the air after they've harvested and the wind blows the chaff at it and so forth. The building in the back, I live upstairs when I'm there, and downstairs is the living room and kitchen. These three's already gone to heaven. We lose from 3 to 5 lepers a year, but it's easy to replace them because we've got a waiting list now for lepers to come and live with us. The bed in the background, screens on the windows, every room has a private bath in it. Now, they're thinking the Christians here in America, the culture is you don't shake hands in Thailand. Even men don't shake hands. You greet, say goodbye or thank you. You put your hands in front of your face, and you say, kapun mak kap, and Thai, thank you very much. Now, here they are eating one of their 3 meals a day that we prepare for them. We get wheelchairs for those that need wheelchairs. And 2 of the latest ones, we won to Christ, moved in off the streets. And we're very careful to tell them, don't thank us, but thank God for what they've got. They don't have to beg on the streets anymore. They get 3 meals a day and a place to live. And they have church every night, 7 nights a week they have church. 3 prayer meetings a day, 7 days a week. They say, Brother Tommy, we don't have anything else to do but go to church, so we want to go every night. And I say, praise the Lord, that's good. The rice barn. Now, 80 miles away, I'm at another church in the pool waiting on this lady in the orange skirt to come up at the right, or having trouble getting up the steps. Her right foot was missing. Here's a teenage daughter of a Buddhist family that left Buddha to come to Christ. We do what the Bible teaches, complete immersion, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And I'm praying with the 5 that was saved and baptized this day. Now, I'm really becoming the overseer of the work over there because with all the works we've got, I cannot stay in one place all the time. And you'd be surprised how the charismatics try to move in on places and try to take them over. The charismatics will not make their own work, but they try to take over a fundamental work. So we keep them out from coming in on us. Now, the Akka Hill people, they are still heathens in Thailand that kill babies if they're born twins, and this is one of the villages right here. I was in a village 15 years ago that did that. They say they worship evil spirits, and so if twins are born, they say they are evil spirits, so they want to destroy them before they can come up and harm them. So we had some saved in this Akka Hill village, built a church there, and again they did it. Tillmanville to all the world. And I said, I told you people not to do this. So there was a government official said, you don't know their culture here on this problem, says, if you make them take your name off, it's going to hurt your ministry, because that's their culture, is to remember names of people that did something for them. So I repeat again, don't think that I put my names on these. I do not. This is my adopted daughter, right, young Sway. Her parents brought her to a hospital in Chiang Mai about 25 years ago. They did surgery, and they paralyzed her. And when something like this happens over there, you don't sue anybody. They say, well, bad luck. You're paralyzed for the rest of your life. And so they told me at the hospital they was going to have to put her on the street if somebody didn't adopt her. So it's legal in Thailand. She's my adopted daughter. And so I'll be back with her 2 weeks from now. She doesn't want to come to America. She says she doesn't speak English, and she can witness better for Jesus in Thailand. She's paralyzed from the shoulders to her feet. The girl at the left is a leper girl. We give her 3 free meals a day to stay with young Sway and take care of her. Now, this is Sister New right here. I had a heart attack in Thailand in 1988. The doctors told me I was going to die there. They called all my relatives in America and said if they wanted to see me, they had to come to Thailand, that I was dying. So Sister New and her husband, they took me into their village, took care of me. I had blind lepers crawl before and put rice in my mouth to feed me. I was too weak to eat. That's one reason I love them. They're my people. I can never leave the lepers, not till God takes me home. Had to give away 2 of her children. We could see why somebody in this condition could not raise children. Now, look at those pitiful legs. Sometimes lepers can't make all the church services if they can't walk or they can't get there. So we record what was preached and they can hear it. So we took the message that day to her, and look at that big old smile to hear what was preached that day in the church service. Her husband caught leprosy from his wife. Look at the ulcer in his foot. He says, Brother Tommy says, I love my wife. I'll stay with her, die with leprosy from her. If I catch it from her, I'll never leave her. I love her that much. I said, Brother, that's true love right there. We're rejoicing this day after service about we'll go to heaven one day and get a glorified new body, looking forward to that. And church, this is the last picture I had with Sister New and her husband. And I'm not exaggerating. Tears run out of her eye sockets and splattered on the floor. And she says, Brother Tommy, the doctors told me I was dying. And we took care of you and you had your heart attack. Would you come and stay with me and help take care of me? And I said, Sister New, I cannot stay in one place all the time. We've got the leper colony. We've got the children's home. We've got churches, invalid home. And I just can't stay in one place. But I will come back and stay 3 days with you. So before I got back, God took Sister New to heaven. But she's in heaven now with her glorified new body. The girl at the left helped our pie. We won her to Christ 15 years ago out of Buddhism. She's working in her ministry in Thailand, and we thank God for Tip. She was born and raised a Buddhist. She knows how to witness to the Buddhist. And boy, she's a soul winner, and we thank God for her. The last slide, Sister New. She says, Brother Tommy, please tell all the Christians in America that we lepers thank them for coming over here. God sending them over here to tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ and how to go to heaven through Jesus. Thank all the Christians that we thank them for helping us food and clothes. And Brother Tommy, if I never get to thank them on this earth, I'll thank them in heaven in my glorified new body. And church, that's what Sister New said, tell everybody. And I want to thank Brother Ross for letting me come today and be a part of the ministry of the service with you today and show you what your money is being used for on the mission field is spreading the gospel of Christ to people like this that are outcast from society, and nobody will have anything to do with them whatsoever. And I want to say I love you and God bless every one of you.